Kulap Vilaysaw created the show Bajillion Dollar Properties and has appeared on the TV show and podcast Comedy Bang Bang. Journalist Suchin Pak has reported on ABC, NBC, and is a veteran of MTV News. Together, they host the podcast Add to Cart, about what we buy and what it says about us. Kulap, Suchin, welcome to Ask Me Another.
This Hello. Is very exciting. Hi.
How's it going today?
It's good. Suchin is nervous.
Oh, yeah? For the games? Or
yes,
just
because she's competitive.
Yeah. With everybody, Suchin, or just with Kulap?
Kulap brings out a certain bubbly competitiveness, if you will. Whereas usually my competitiveness has like a dagger's edge. Serrated.
Jeez. Wowie.
But yeah, I don't want to compete with you.
Yeah, well, I'm also, you know, we're both overachieving Asian A-plusers.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anytime you tell me that I have to do something well, I just go into that mode.
So you host a podcast called Add to Cart. It's about online shopping, which I will say that I listened to one of the recent ones and I've made a purchase from listening to your episode.
What'd you get?
It's the toilet brush. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is an exciting story. I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
Jonathan, do you know about this? The Lumi toilet brush? Do you know about this?
I don't,
sir.
No, but I'm in the market for a new toilet brush. Tell me about it.
Oh, it's not Look just no a further. Toilet brush.
Look no further.
Please, let him in.
So, Suchin. Jonathan, before Lumi brush, if you will. You don't have to get into the details of it, but we all know how you clean your toilet because we all clean the toilet the same way. You stick a dirty brush into a dirty bowl, you swish it around, and then you put said dirty brush right back into its little container.
Yeah, it's filthy.
There's
catty.
No science. There's no, as I like to say, future in that. So
right.
Enter Lumi Brush, which is, I believe, the first of its kind. I'm not sure. But you put it in and a blue UV light goes on
base.
For 4 minutes in the base when you put the brush in. And it sanitizes the brush so
Fantastic.
That it's clean every time you use it.
I have this right beside me. This is the top of a water bottle that uses UV to clean it.
Ah.
Oh.
Now, if I put my toilet brush within this, would that...
Yeah, just get it.
In theory, you could just drink that water. You could just take that brush from the toilet brush base and put it right in here. I have full faith in the science. I'm sure it works. And I have no qualms about putting it in said water bottle.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we've established that you're competitive. So this is going to be great because our first game, we are going to have you basically compete against each other.
Great.
All right. So we're going to play audio clips of fictional TV shows that appear within real TV shows.
All right.
Okay. And you just have to name the real TV show that this fictional television show comes from.
Okay.
Kulap, in this clip, two students at Greendale College imagine their characters from the show Inspector Spacetime.
That was close, Constable Reggie.
I thought those blowguns had us dead to rights.
What on better earth do they want from us, Inspector?
The question isn't what they want from us, Constable, but when?
Inspector, look out! Blowguns!
That is from Community.
That is correct.
Yes.
Well done. Mm,
thank you.
You knew it right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning, before you started the clip.
Suchin, pressure is on.
Oh, boy. I'm not saying, I want you to play the clip, but before you play the clip, I just wanted to say that, you know, I grew up in a non-English speaking household. That never allowed me to watch television. Kulap, let me continue with my sad story of why I am who I am. Anyway, go ahead, play the clip.
Okay.
Yeah. If you guys could make sure to have a bed of strings playing underneath her excuses, that would be great.
All right, Suchin, here we go.
Okay.
This interview show within a show airs in Georgia's capital city on the fictional Black American Network.
Please welcome Antoine Smalls to the show. Hello, Montague. Thank you for having me on your show.
Is it Atlanta?
It is Atlanta. Yes. That is the name of the show, right?
And that's only because I know the capital of Georgia, not that I've ever seen that show or recognized that clip.
Two Donald Glover answers.
I'm just going to say this whole show, all of our shows are really about Donald Glover, if you listen closely enough.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Isn't everything?
But I'm just going to say, however, Suchin, you get to the answer, it's all the same. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Suddenly I'm wide awake and leaning in. This is my kind of game.
Oh, man.
All right. This sitcom called Kevin comes from an HBO series starring and created by Issa Rae.
The answer is Insecure. That is my final answer.
Yes, that is correct.
I love that show. Although, what was the last season about? But anyway, that's okay.
All right, Suchin.
Yeah.
This is the last clue of the game.
Okay.
When the Whistle Blows is a sitcom within a sitcom from a British comedy starring Ricky Gervais. Here is the opening theme song.
Factory floor, what a chore, another week's craft. 50 tons a day I hear.
Extras?
Yeah, well the American done. Version. Well done. The British version was called Ancillary.
Oh, was it?
No.
I was like, oh.
No, just a dumb joke. Just a dumb joke.
No, not a dumb joke. By the way, totally gullible. I was, of course, it's called Ancillary.
So turns out that it's a tie.
It's a tie.
Oh, yep. You guys.
It doesn't feel great. I got to tell you guys, it doesn't feel great.